You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and my guests this week from the film The Dunning Man. And I think Tom Kemp there is right. It is quite the ride, this film, so it's definitely worth seeing. Well, next, let's hear about how the wonderful soundtrack of the movie came into being.
So I'm with Dwayne Gittins now, is that right? Yeah, Dwayne Gittins, with my British accent there, who is a music contributor to the film The Dunning Man. And it does have an amazing soundtrack. I saw the world premiere last night. It's got some great songs. Now, I understand that some of these are your own music. So how did you become involved with this project?
So Brent Butler, who's a producer on the film as well, music supervisor, him and I, we are sort of a hip-hop duo, and a lot of the music that's in The Dunning Man came around the time that him and I put out our project called The Cold Press. So originally the songs were just placeholders, but eventually they wound up fitting, so everybody just kept the music in, and so yeah.
And how is it seeing your music with visuals? I mean, it gives it another element. Obviously, music videos are an art form in and of themselves. What was it like sort of seeing the music with the film?
It's kind of cool that my music is telling a completely different story, if that makes sense. Because what's on record, it's one thing, but to kind of combine it with something else, you know, that's completely separate of that and has nothing to do with it, it's like it's giving it a whole new life, so to speak.
Yeah. Kind of like a collage effect, yeah. Almost. Yeah, you're sort of adding to something or creating something new out of two different parts.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's just so cool how it still tells the same story, because if you think about all the other music contributors, Joey Fortuna, the Ryan Brothers, the Pogues, and then you have Brent and I and some of our other friends who are hip-hop artists, it kind of shows that compare and contrast between sort of like old and new. And it also sort of represents the relationship between Connor and Stryker. Stryker being a hip-hop artist, Connor coming from this rich Irish background that's so deeply rooted in heritage and loyalty and things like that. And even still, those are the kind of same principles that he shares with Stryker as well, coming from the hood, being a rap artist, you know, being rooted in principles. So it's just so cool how there's so many twists and turns, and there's so many different dynamics that go into the music and how it pair well with the film itself.
Now, it sounds like for this film, the songs pre-existed. Is that correct? Yeah.
Some of them, yeah.
So some of them were written for the film?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to ask you about that process, how that differs, how you might approach that differently.
It's pretty much, I would say it's a little bit easier, just because, you know, when it comes to being an artist yourself, you're kind of creating from your own personal experience, and sometimes it gets a little bit hard trying to draw that emotion out of yourself and put it in a way that's kind of palatable for everybody else to digest. But when it comes, you know, from another place, and you're pretty much given a template, like, okay, here's the movie, this is what it's about, it's kind of a little bit easier because you're not necessarily coming from an autobiographical standpoint. You're just trying to convey what's already there on film just in a musical capacity.
Yes.
So it kind of works having something set up for you, and you're just pretty much following along, really.
Is the soundtrack of the movie going to be available, or some of the songs your song?
We've been talking about it. Kevin, you know, the executive producer, have said that he feels the soundtrack itself should just be something that stands alone. But in the meantime, you can find a lot of the music, once again, from me and Brent's project, The Cold Press, on all the major streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Tidal, things like that. And we have
What is the name of your duo?
Oh, we're just Brent Butler and Decent.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's spelled DEASCENT. So if you look that up on any streaming platform, you'll be able to find the music. And a lot of, I want to say maybe 4 to 5 songs are in the actual film. So you get a good chunk of what you saw in The Dunning Man that you enjoyed. And there's also some solo stuff from me and Brent respectively. So we just kind of mashed everything together to help usher along the film in a music way.
And finally, what drew you to music as your art form?
I grew up in a musical household, primarily hip-hop, because my uncle, he was a rapper. My dad, he was a DJ. And them just having like a real eclectic ear, so to speak. So just being around it, and then my love for writing kind of combined with that. And then eventually it led to performing, which led to recording. And all these things just kind of built up, and here I am today.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for talking to me, and I really hope that the film gets a wide distribution so that people can enjoy the film, but also your wonderful music. It was really great. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. Thanks very much again to Duane Gittins there. My guests this week are from the film The Dunning Man, which had its world premiere at the Cinequest Film Festival. We're going to a break now, but I'll be back with more conversation after these messages.